السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. وقال تعالى: الحج أشهر معلومات، صدق الله العظيم. My dear friends, looking at the month of Zilqa'dah, today is the last day. Those of you who follow Islamic history, we turn our mind back 1419 years back. The year is 10 Hijri and the month is Zilqa'dah towards the end. In fact, I will suggest immediately after Ramadan, in that particular year 10 Hijri, Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam assembled a band of Sahaba and gave them an instruction that they must spread out. They had their destinations to go to. Spread out and inform the entire Ummah Muslimah that Allah's Messenger will be leaving for Hajj this year. This is his first Hajj and could be the last. What's the meaning of could be the last? Earlier on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the surah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسِ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَصَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. There's no time to go in detail of the particular surah. But when the surah came, Allah's Nabi told Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hinted to me in this surah that the time for my departure from this world is very close. Allah did not give time. But just for your benefit, if you're wondering how did he get the clue was as follows. Allah is saying in the surah, when Allah's help and victory comes, O Muhammad, in brackets, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you see people, you see mankind entering the deen of Allah in large numbers, then make Allah's tasbih, make Allah's hamd, and make istighfar. If you go again, go back to history, in the very first 5 years of the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkah Muazzama, we find an average of one person per month was entering into Islam. In 5 years, we had 63. How we know that? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala was number 63. Amir Hamza was number 62. Men and women combined together. If you separate the men and the women, we are 23 women and 40 men, Umar number 40. Think? So one per month. We come to the last year, 9 Hijri. We find an average of around 8,000 per month. That was the entry. So Allah is saying, Ya Muhammad, when you see that happening, make Allah's tasbih, make Allah's ham istighfar. That istighfar is telling him, Ya Muhammad, the mission for which we sent you, you have now fulfilled the mission. So prepare for your departure. Tick. So after Ramadan, he assembled the Sahaba and he said to them, spread out, Allah's messenger going for Hajj. This is his first Hajj, could be his last. And he also emphasized a very important point. Tell the people, I shall be leaving Medina Munawwara on the 26th of Zilqa'dah. If they can meet me in Medina, so be it. If they cannot, they can join me on the way and at the very least meet me in Makkah Muazzama. I want them to see firsthand from the word go exactly all the activities of Hajj starting from Medina. Because all of us who have gone there, when we leave Medina for Makkah Muazzama, a short distance after Medina Munawwara is this place called Dhul Hulayfa, original hadith name, now is called Bir Ali. That is where we adorn the ihram. That is where we say the labbaik, tick, and then we move. He wants them to see from the very beginning. Another very interesting point came in between. When he advised them strongly that they must join him, each and every one, There was a lady, the wife of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. She was in an advanced state of pregnancy, will go into labor anytime. Any moment she's going to give birth. She's also in Zulhulaifa. They left Saturday after Zuhr. It is now Sunday morning, Ashraf. And in the early part of the morning, she gave birth in Zulhulaifa. Any doctor sitting here will say, right lady, take your baby, ICU case, confinement, sit at home. She sent a message, Allah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have delivered my child, what do I do? Unlike our mothers and sisters, they will ask now, I must go back home. What must I do? She wants to know what is the rule now, because she, look, the very fact that she's in Zulhulaifa, and she wants to leave for Makkah Muazzama despite her condition means that she has made up her mind and she's going to come to Makkah. So Allah's Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised her exactly what she should do, how she should prepare herself, and she joined the entire caravan. By the time they left Zulhulaifa, the number of people that assembled here total over 100,000. Subhanallah. Today is 29th, so if they left 26, they were some way, one third or almost half the journey. They entered Makkah Muazzama on Monday, the 4th of Zilhijjah. And of course, Allah Nabi took them through the exercise of performing tawaf and safa, sa'i. Another interesting point. After he performed safa, sa'i, he's now on the Marwa side. That's another important point, quickly. In those days, until not so recently, people that could bring from home the animal, and generally the animal used to be camel, they'll bring that from home. Allah's Nabi himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brought his camel for the Dabe Shukar in Makkah from home. There's another procedure there, I don't want to go into there now. Together with him, there were a number of other sahaba, I don't know how many, but quite a few also brought the hadi. This animal is called hadi. Now they are in Makkah, they complete the tawaf of Baytullah, they finish tawaf, sa'i, etc. The entire group has finished. So they at Marwa, Allah's Nabi announced, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, okay, my dear sahaba, all those that brought animal, that brought hadi from home, and you have completed your, what we call umrah now, remain in your ihram. Do not come out of your ihram. And those that came without animal from home, you may now come out of ihram by attending to your hay, etc. And you can enjoy 4 days holiday. So we learn something here quickly. Allah's Nabi brought animal. Many sahaba brought animal. They remain ihram. So their hadith is called hadj kiran. I'm sure you heard the term. Those who came without animal, like all of us do when we go up, our hadith is called what? Tamattu. Then we have the third type of Hajj. Hajj-e-Ifrad. Who performs that? Those that were living in Makkah and surrounding areas. Of course, they heard the Master is here. Of course, they came to Makkah Muazzama. And of course, the 7th of Zilhijjah had come. Allah Nabi gave them address and explained to them the proceeding of the next day, 8th of Zilhijjah, and so on and so on. So these people perform what is called Hajj-e-Ifrad, where there is no Umrah. So you don't know sabak now. Quickly, okay? So this was a very, very important occasion. Acha. We proceed now to Arafat. Mina Arafat, Khalas, we come to Arafat now. When in Arafat, a lady, I think her name is Umm Fazl radiallahu ta'ala anha, she is sitting in her tent, and not very far from her, a couple of sahaba sitting there, they're speculating, Yunus. What they're speculating about? Is Allah's Nabi fasting today? Today is 9th of Zilhijjah, Arafat. Is he fasting? Or is not fasting? Speculation. What brought about the discussion? Even before Allah's Nabi's presence here in Arafat, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he emphasized from before, I don't know how far back, that 9th of Zilhijjah is a very, very important day. It is such an important day that people must fast on that day. Like how he advised us for Ashura 10 Muharram. He advised us 15th of Shaban. He advised us 3 days in every month. He advises Monday and Thursday and so on and so on. Out of the whole lot, it seems that this Roza of the 9th of Zilhijjah was the most important. How we figure that out, Patel? When it came to Ashura Roza, we discover him telling us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Roza of Ashura is so powerful. So powerful. It has the power to remove your sins for one whole year. Kalam kissa. When it comes to Arafat, it is so powerful. Not only 1 year, but for 2 years in a row, sins khatam khalas. This Arafat and Allah's forgiveness of sin is displaying to us the mercy and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me digress and come back again. When you open the books of hadith, you find somebody asking Nabiyye Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ki Allah's Rasul, what is the first creation of Allah? First question. He said, my noor, awwalu ma khalaqa Allah khalaqa noori. Another discussion, I'm not going there. What is the next creation of Allah? He said, the pen. And what's the third one, the tablet? You got pen, you got writing pad. Allah's messenger, what is the first thing the pen wrote? Good pointer. He said, the first thing that the pen wrote, which Allah ordered, inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي غَلَبَتْ غَدَبِي. What's the meaning of that? Indeed, my mercy supersedes my anger. Indeed, my mercy supersedes my anger. I saw one hadith the other day, which you must have heard from other ulama as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares, I have by me 100 degrees of mercy, by example. I have by me 100 degrees of mercy. From the 100, I took one. And I distributed that in my entire creation, be it jinnat, be it insan, be it the beastly world, the bird world, you name it. The entire makhluk, I distributed that one into the entire creation. And then he tells us also, it is because of this mercy that they have, that one animal, the most ferocious, is so kind and loving to his child. Take a lion for example, very ferocious, na? But look at the love and affection it shows to its cub. It is part of that one tiny fragment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. And Allah, the Nabi said, Allah ta'ala says, I kept from the 199 by me. At that 99, I will shower on the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa qiyamah. Now when you look at that, you look at this Arafat story and the forgiveness, we learn something very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his mercy, Allahu Akbar, we cannot imagine his mercy, believe you me. We have to sit down and think and look at various incidents and teachings and maybe you'll have some idea of what Allah's mercy truly is. Allah did not create us to send us Jahannam, remember that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us here to go into Jahannam. All he wants is for you and me to understand, okay, yes, I have sinned, acknowledge the sin, ask Allah forgiveness for the sin, and try to promise Allah, I will not repeat that. And Allah knows, okay, man by nature will go on repeating. It doesn't matter. Allah says, you keep coming, and this bayan, I'm sure you heard from Mawlana enough times. Am I right, Patel? And all of you will know the other kissa as well. Which one? Just give you a hint. Where the man in the Bani Israel had murdered 99 people. Remember the story. And now when he was repentant, he looked for some Moli Sahib to guide him. And when he found one Moli Sahib eventually, that Moli Sahib gave fatwa, kambakat na like 99. And Allah says, you kill one, Jahannam forever. And you kill 99, there is no scope whatsoever. So the man says, well, it has no scope. Let me hit a century. The Muli Sahib Bichara century ho gaya. After doing that, despite that, when he comes out of there, it's still spinning in the head. There must be something. And then he finds a group of people who say, look man, go there, that village there. There are some Allah walas, their path, they will guide you. And the hadith goes on to say, he began to walk and then he became a bit agitated or, you know, excited. And he started to run. And whilst running, he collapsed and died. And the two jamaat of malaika came. Of course, Malak al-Maut is there. Malak al-Jawab, you take out the soul and give it to whoever is entitled to that. But now, instead of one jamaat, two fellows came. The rahmat and the azab. And both are demanding Malak al-Maut handover. And they're arguing. Why? He's jahannami. Why? He killed 100 people. No, he's jannati. Why? At least he was making an effort to find solution. And they debated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intervened. Allah declared to them, okay, measure the distance from where he started walking from those people he met. Measure from there to the destination. And then measure where he fell down dead. If he covered more than half the distance, Rahmat Farishta, you take him. If he covered less than half, then Jahannam Farishta, you take him. And the reality was what? He covered less than half. And while they're doing the measurement, Allah ordered the earth on the other side, you shrink. So that the side that he covered turned out to be more. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. This is the whole beauty. In fact, this beautiful amal of Hajj, the fifth pilgrimage, the fifth pillar of Islam, it is nothing but mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not the time and place. I need a couple of hours to sit with me seriously, to go into the in-depth and detail for us to understand that the entire Hajj journey is nothing but mercy and rahmat. Look at this part here. Allah Nabi said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a person leaves home, when he steps out of his house, we're not talking driveway, we're talking house. But you'll talk driveway, because your boundary is there. Once you step out of that, until you re-enter, you Allah's guest. And Allah Nabi declared, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ke one who leaves on the journey of pilgrimage, be it Umrah or be it Hajj, during the course of the journey, if he passes away, on the day of Qiyamah, he will be brought to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah will say, for you, no questions asked. No question, no hisab, no kitab, jao jannat. This is the beauty of that. Allah Nabi said also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that that person who dies in the halat of ihram, and we hear of plenty, mashallah, enough. And we see plenty, and we hear plenty as well. Who died in ihram, when they come out of the qabr, they will come out with the word, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. They will not suffer any kind of fear, any kind of anxiety. What is that? Allah's mercy. And as you're journeying throughout, you're going towards Makkah, Muazzama, as you take your steps, what Allah is doing, right? Allah is recording in your favor, neki, neki, neki. And Allah got on policy as per Quran. Allah says, innal hasanat yuthibana sayyat. When a, indeed good deeds, they take away a person's sin. Good deeds take away person's sin. Allah Nabi told on Sahabi one time, I think it was Anas radiallahu ta'ala, ya Anas, if perchance you happen to do wrong, if perchance, immediately follow that with a good deed. Or sadaqah if possible. That sadaqah, that good deed will take away the sin that you committed. Isn't it a fact? We heard this so many times. A person come for salah. When he comes out of salah, what happens? The sin from now till the last one is gone. You sat down for wudu. As you wash your hands and your face, Allah, Nabi said, I'm not saying, your sins begin to drip away. Now, one may ask the question, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so tender, so compassionate, that bugger didn't even make tawbah yet? Just by the fact he's doing something, what is the reason? My humble understanding is this, that man by nature is not prepared to say, I'm sorry. Life is still long way to go. When I get bit older, I'll make tawbah. Then Imana said the 1,000 times, like his words, 120 times. What he said? You got guarantee you're gonna make it for us there? There's no guarantee. So a person by his very nature, Allahu Akbar, is gonna end up in serious trouble. If you look at Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, how many sins he committed? If you call it sin just for discussion, how many, Ashraf? 5 or 6? Only one. And what was the condition? Allahu Akbar. Allah expelled him from Jannah, yes or no? Allah split him from his wife, yes or no? Allah kept them apart for many, many years, yes or no? And when the time had come for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower him with mercy, Allah arranged for both of them, husband and wife, to be brought all the way to Arafat, not Makkah. Brought them to Arafat, the day was a Friday, the date was 9th of Zil Hijjah. And they met each other on that mountain which we call Jabal-e-Rahma. For nearly 40 years, that's one report, and Mufti Ahmad Ali, Damat Barakatun Tadgeshwar, mentioned 300 years. He said there are various reports. So 300 is long and 40 is even long, yes or no? For Allah to ignore him for so long, that was his wisdom. But now when he brought them together, the moment had come now for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower him with his mercy. To grant him the forgiveness. And that is where Adam alayhi salam, together with his partner, what did he do? He begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did the proceed, no time for that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did give him attention with mercy. Allah ta'ala says, فَتَلَقَّ آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّي كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Allah is the one that put in his heart certain word which he used, and Allah gave him forgiveness. It was 9th of the Dhijjah Ashraf and a Friday. Allah declared, he decided long over, now he made the declaration, this is the date I am choosing for the entire Bani Adam. They must come here from all parts of the world at the given time. And when they come here, and when they assemble themselves here with the others in the Maidan of Arafat, the date has to be 9th. Can't be the 10th and can't be the 8th, must be the 9th. And if they beg of me for their forgiveness, by that time evening comes and they move towards Muzdalifah, they will leave Arafat in a state where they will be cleansed of all the gunans. This is again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and rahmat. You and I sitting here, we say, Allahu Akbar, how lucky those guys are. They are there in Arafat, inshallah, next week they shall be there, we sitting here, parking here, they'll get full maqfirat, we sitting and battling here. Ashraf, Allah, Allah, what about us? So Allah said, listen, they made some effort, this is my own explanation, they made some effort, they saved some money, they worked hard, they left the family behind, they made so much of qurbani, and finally they have come here, so because of the effort, they get first prize, full maqfirat. And those of you sitting at home, well, I'll give you second prize, consolation prize, subject to what? Subject to the fact that on the 9th of Zilijjah at home, you're going to keep Rosa and fast. And when you do that, I will remove from you 2 years of your guna and sin. Now, if a person does that annually, you can imagine you will be just like the Hadi themselves. Now, there was the importance of the 9th of Zilijjah, Rosa. Take Mr. Didat. And from, I moved away, you go back again. Those sahaba were sitting near the tent there, our Nabi's auntie, she was sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they're speculating, they're arguing, he emphasized the importance of the 9th of Zilijjah to such a degree, then perhaps he must be fasting. But you know what? He's in Safar as well, Musafir, and he discouraged person fasting in Safar, even Ramadan Roza, so perhaps he's not fasting. You can see the problem. Here, the other side, he must be fasting because he emphasized. No, he can't be fasting because he suffer, he gave license not to fast. Now, what's the simple thing to do, Patel? Allah, Nabi, you're fasting. Now, who's got the guts? Anybody got the guts, Jirak? Imagine now, you ask, Mawana Patel, you, aapka rola hai aaj. Allah, Akbar, you know what got the guts to do that. Ha, now, he's Mawana Patel, who's going to ask Allah, Nabi? And they're going on speculating, mashallah. And sometimes I must tell you, Zubair bhai, we have to take our topi out, I'm doing that right now, for our mothers and sisters. At times, the intelligence, you know what, is really out of this world. This Ummah Fazal radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, man, how long with Arafat may, time for zikr dua, they're carrying on here, these characters. Let's end it. Now let me do something that will answer their question and put an end to this debate. So what she did, very clever thing, Allahu Akbar, beautiful. She called a servant and she gave him one tumbler. What was inside? Water? No. Zamzam? No. Sarbat? No. What was inside? Milk. Take this milk and give it to Allah's Nabi. He's sitting on his camel, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we'll watch. Now when this group saw this servant going with the tumbler to Allah's Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now, they don't know what's inside. They just see one tumbler going, it's hot. When she offered it to him, okay, Ummah Fazal sent this, your auntie sent this. He took it. Bismillah wa ala barakatillah, Allahumma barik lana fi wazidna min, and he drank it. That ended all speculation. Now, the beautiful thing here is this. Not water and not sarbat. What she said? Then, Waraji. Why milk? Why she chose milk? If water went, maybe he's not thirsty, not in the mood. May decline. If sarbat came, perhaps will decline. And that will not solve the problem that was there. By sending milk, even if he's not thirsty, even if he's not in the mood of drinking it, Because he said himself one time, if somebody offers you milk, accept it. Do not decline milk. Because in milk there is barakah. Look at the dua. Allahumma barik lana fih wa zidna Allah. Give me barakah in this milk and increase it. So if he's fasting, he'll say, sorry, I'm fasting. Problem solved. And if he's not fasting, mashallah. And that solved the problem. Which reminds me of something else. Again, ladies, we got to give them compliment. It was Hudaybiyah, Patel. The kuffar of Makkah had prevented the Sahaba from coming into Makkah for Umrah. Allah they prevented, long story short, they signed a peace treaty. They in a haram. Allah Nabi gave the order, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my dear Sahaba, cut your hair, you brought animals, those of you make qurbani, slaughter it and cut your hair, come out of a haram and you're going home. You know what, Yunus? Not one person was prepared to move. First time, direct order of Allah, messenger has been declined. Direct order. Very serious. Very, very serious. But I don't blame them. Because they came 8 days, my friend, it's a long journey, not like me and you, eight days in that boiling sun, up and down, no tarred road, corrugation, mountain, this way, that way, taklif, ya Allah. We ride there on the last wave. We ride there by the door of Baytullah. How can they? Give us a break, at least we make Umrah. No way you're going home. And Allah Ta'ala signed the document because the first line was what, Ashraf? You will return home this year, you only come. Subhanallah. Now Nabi is bound by that contract and they refuse for him to order them second time would have serious implications. He comes in his tent, Ya Umma Salma. This is what transpired outside. What do I do? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't tell them anything. You take your knife and you go to your camel and you make Bismillah ya Allahu Akbar. Then you call the Baba and tell him, attend to your hair. Believe you me, nobody will be sitting there. 1,400 were there. When they saw the master now with the Baba shaving the hair, all move forward. Ya Akal. Okay, so I can go on and on, but time doesn't seem to be faithful to me. Always happens for them. We're going to end the bayan now, but before I end, quickly, Nabiyyeh Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look man, you know Allah's kindness, ya Allah, it is beyond imagination. These 10 days of Zil Hijjah, which will start inshallah tonight, because we expect the moon to be sighted through last night, just before Maghrib was the birth, or just after Maghrib was birth of the moon, we're looking at Durban, just about 24 hours, and Cape Town, one more minute you got. So the chances are very, very great. So two things here quickly. Allah's Nabi taught us on dua sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the new moon is sight, applies for all the time. Turn to Allah, O Allah, let this moon rise over me in a state of aman and iman. In the state of salamati and Islam. And tell the people, Allah is my Rabb and your Rabb. That's the dua. Simple dua it is. And then he said, these 10 days, meaning 9, are so important. He said, Ka Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no amal that a person makes in this month. No matter how small the amal may be. Amal got categories big and small. It can be the smallest amal you can imagine. Excuse me, which is classified as a good deed. Then that amal is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nothing is more beloved than that. Sahaba-i-Kiram, they said, Allah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, in our minds, we know that jihad fi sabilillah is the greatest amal after iman. You mean any small amal performed now is greater than jihad fi sabilillah? He said, definitely it is. But with one difference. Any amal performed now cannot match that jihad fi sabidillah where a person came out with his body and with and all his wealth and neither the body comes back nor the paisa come back. And he also said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, keeping roza in these days of Zilhijjah, the first 9 days, meaning nine, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate the value of that roza by one solid year. One roza equal to one. And one night ibadat is equal to Laylatul Qadr. Now what is that telling you? Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. My friends, time has run out. I have to end now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept me, accept you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give our Murisa full health,
come in shifa from his takalif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all our difficulties. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the hajis that are present now in Makkah Mu'azzama and those who are coming in. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also include us in his special mercy on the day of Hajj. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillah.